In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. This Sunday, my brothers and sisters, the church enters the ancient season of Septuagesima. We are crowning the church's ancient story, as the hymn says. It's a time of preparation that gently but firmly turns our heart toward Lent. The wisdom of the church is seen in this gradual movement. Last year, I was speaking with a parishioner, and they said to me, why not just celebrate Epiphany and go into Lent? Why have Septuagesima, Quinquagesima, Sexagesima? Why? What's the reason for it? And I thought about that. And I looked again at the church's reason for doing that. And it's that the wisdom of the church is seen in this gradual movement. We are not asked to leap suddenly from the joys of Epiphany into the austerity of Lent, but we are called to pause these three Sundays before Lent. Pause, reflect, and prepare ourselves inwardly for the discipline that lies ahead. And the collect for today gives us the proper posture of the soul for this reason. We acknowledge our sin, we acknowledge our weakness, and we acknowledge our need for mercy. So Septuagesima calls us to humility before God, trusting not in ourselves, but trusting wholly in the goodness of God. It is the goodness of God we trust. If again you should read the Old Testament appointed for today, it is from the book of Joshua. And the Old Testament lesson comes at a decisive moment in Israel's history. Moses is dead. Moses is dead. The great leader is gone. And Joshua now stands at the threshold of the promised land. And the task before Joshua is daunting. Joshua is saying, Moses is dead. What am I going to do? And Joshua hears the word of God coming clear to him. The word of God to Joshua says, be strong and of good courage. Be strong and of good courage. Joshua is not promised ease. Joshua is not promised a good and easy work he has to do to lead the children of Israel, but he is promised presence. The Lord assures him, and again I quote from Joshua, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. Success will not come from Joshua's own strength, but success will come from faithfulness. As Mother Teresa says, we are not called to be successful. We are called to be faithful. So meditating on God's law and walking in obedience, that is all it takes. Meditating on God's law and walking in obedience. And as we stand on the threshold of Lent, my brothers and sisters, God does not promise that the spiritual struggle will be easy, but he does promise that his presence will be to those who trust him. In the epistle, St. Paul urges or uses the image of the athlete running a race. Not all receive the prize, but St. Paul reminds us, but only those who run with discipline and purpose. Even if you come last, even if you are last in the race, once you are disciplined and purpose. Paul speaks of self-control. Paul speaks of training. Paul speaks of effort directed toward an eternal crown. An eternal crown. So this lesson is especially fitting for Septuagesima. The Christian life is not aimless wandering, but the Christian life is a race that requires perseverance. Don't give up. Too many people give up easily and run. Too many Christians give up easily. Grace does not remove effort, but grace sanctifies effort. So Paul disciplines himself, not out of fear, but out of love for Jesus Christ, and out of a desire to finish the race faithfully. A desire to finish the race faithfully. That is why at many funerals, people who have served Christ well, you hear them make reference to this scripture. He has run the race. He has kept the faith to the end. And in the gospel for today, our Lord tells us the parable of the laborers in the vineyard. Those who work all day and those who work but 1 hour receive the same wage. We say it's so unfair. I have sweated and worked all these years and this man who just came got the same. At first, this seems very unjust. Yet, Jesus Christ reveals the heart of God. Jesus Christ reveals it. Is thine eye evil because I am good? This parable, my friends, teaches us that salvation is not earned by merit, but salvation is given by grace. Whether called early or late, all stand before God as recipients of mercy. Septuagesima reminds us that we labor not to earn God's love, but because we have received God's love. At the same time, the parable warns us against envy, presumption and pride. I remember in Sunday school, we were taught this little hymn, this little song. Root them up, let them go. All the little habits in the field of woe. Envy, jealousy, malice and pride. They shall never in my heart abide. Sunday school. So the parable warns us against envy, presumption and pride. God's generosity exceeds our calculations. So taken together, my friends, together's lessons teach us to prepare for Lent. Prepare for Lent. We are called to courage and obedience. We are called to discipline and perseverance. And above all, we are called to trust in the mercy of God. Septuagesima strips away illusion and calls us to honesty before God. Honesty about our sin, honesty about our weakness, and also our need for grace. So as we begin this sacred season of preparation, Septuagesima, sexagesima and quinquagesima. May we hear God's call to be strong and faithful, to run the race with perseverance, and to rest finally, not in our labor, but in his mercy. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.